I want everybody to say with me, bah, bah. Again, bah, my fellow sheep. Do we hear the voice of our shepherd? Do we hear the voice of our shepherd, or are our ears plugged up? Do we hear the voice of our shepherd calling us, calling our names, or are we not listening? Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." I give them eternal life, my friends. Jesus speaks to us a word of eternal life today. Jesus speaks to us a word of comfort, a word of hope, a word of peace. Jesus speaks to us today about what we have to look forward to, not just in the hereafter, but today as well. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Are we going to follow Jesus into eternal life? That's the question today. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. These things we pray in Jesus' holy and gracious name. Amen. Eternal life, Jesus said. Eternal life. I will give them eternal life. What does that mean? What does it mean when it says that Jesus will give us eternal life? And what is eternity? That's a term we throw around, we use it, we speak it, we use it in many different contexts, in many different ways, and many different groups of people have different points of view and thoughts and theories about what eternal life is. But what is eternity, and what is eternal life? The Muslims, those who are the followers of the religion of Muhammad, those who are part of the religion of Islam, believe that eternal life is paradise, a place where one goes for delights and joys. Depending upon how one gets there, one has all sorts of different kinds of perks and fringe benefits. If one's been a good Muslim, one gets to go up to the paradise and gets to enjoy the party and gets to have a good time. But if one has been a really good Muslim, and apparently according to what we hear today from those who are on the extreme right ring of the Islamic movement, if they die in the name of Allah, if they die for their faith, they get to have 72 virgins. What for? And where do they come from? And do those virgins have anything to say about it? Strange ideas, strange thoughts, strange theories, my friends. I don't know about you, but that idea seems foreign to me. What about the Jews? The Jewish conception of eternity, the Jewish conception of eternal life, is that originally, back in the Old Testament, when you died, you would go and sleep with your ancestors, with your fathers and with your mothers. When you died, you went to a place called Sheol, which was sort of a holding sleeping room, and you would sleep there with your ancestors. That was eternity for them. Eternal rest. text. We even have some of those terms even to this day amongst Christians when we speak about eternal rest. That idea comes straight out of the Old Testament, straight out of the Jewish conception of the afterlife being a place where one sleeps, rests from their labors, rest in peace, as the saying goes. That's the Jewish conception of eternal life, a little closer to what we might think of eternity, a place of rest, a place of quiet recovery from the difficulty of this life. But that's not what Jesus has in mind. That's not what the church has believed. That's not what we hear today about what eternal life is from the book of Revelation. So let's take a look at what John has to tell us in the book of Revelation. For this reason, because they have washed their white robes in the blood of the Lamb, for this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship Him day and night within His temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They worship Him day and night. I thought the Christian conception of heaven was of a paradise where everybody is wearing a white sheet and they're sitting on a white fluffy cloud. They have wings on their back. They have a harp and they're sitting there playing. You've seen those pictures, haven't you? Of believers up in heaven sitting on white fluffy clouds playing harps. You've seen those pictures. One of my favorite cartoonists had one angel up there with a harmonica, you know. And another one was sitting up there saying to himself, I wish I brought a magazine. And yet another one is up there with his gun shooting birds. That'd be Dad, I think. No. What is eternal life? Those images of sitting on a cloud, playing a harp or playing harmonica or wishing you'd had a magazine have nothing to do with eternal life. What are we going to be doing in eternity? What are we going to be doing? Why is Jesus saving us? Why is He calling us? Why do we hear His voice and follow Him? And what is this eternal life that He gives us? It's not the 72 virgins of the Muslim faith. It's not sleeping. What is eternal life? Pick a card, any card. Now put it on the deck. No. A deck of cards. 52 plus jokers. There are always jokers in every crowd. Let's see. Eternal life. What will it be like? It's not exactly level up here. I'm dealing off the bottom of the deck. Anybody ever play solitaire? Yeah, no, that doesn't match. Eternal life. Most people think eternal life's going to be what? Playing games? Sitting on clouds, playing harps and harmonicas and squeeze boxes? Eternal life's going to be what? What's eternal life going to be? That says Caesar's palace here. I think I ought to render under Caesar what is Caesar's. Here, you hold those. Games? Solitaire up on a cloud? Or worship? John says, in his image and his vision of heaven, John says that eternal life is worship. Worship what? Day and night. Oh, my goodness. It's 11. Wow, it's 11:40. There's no game is there today. There's no ball game is there. No cowboy game. We don't have to beat the Baptists at Denny's today. How much longer is he going to go? Worship, day and night. Well, my friends, if you can't worship for an hour once a week, how are you going to handle day and night for eternity? I think that went right over. My friends, if you can't handle 1 hour, one day a week, how are you going to handle day and night forever? Because that's what we're going to be doing. Can you hear those cards? We're not going to be playing games, my friends. We're not going to be playing games. We're going to be worshiping God eternally, forever, receiving from Him that wonderful grace we need to be in His presence, and returning to Him the praise and glory and adoration that He merits and deserves. We are going to be worshiping God forever. That's what Revelation tells us right here. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worshiping Him day and night within His temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. No more cares and concerns, no more worries, no more fears, no more wondering, are we going to pay the bills next week? Peggy, no more wondering, who's going to pay the light bill at the church? God's grace eternally pays that bill. No more wondering and worrying about the scorching heat of the day or the interior of the sanctuary under these lights, as the case may be. No more work, my friends. He will nourish us. He will fill us. He will feed us. We will have followed Him to glory, and He will give us the water of life eternal. No more fear. No more worry. We will worship Him eternally. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. Here's the tie-in with the gospel. Will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Go back to where we started. Repeat after me. Bah! Are we the sheep of the Good Shepherd? If we are, do we hear His voice? If we are, do we follow Him? If we are we willing to follow Him to eternity? My friends, eternal life is the eternal worship of God the Father on high and Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. The worship of God for eternity is what we are called to, my friends. And if we cannot enter into praise and thanksgiving today and every day that we live, we won't be ready when He calls us home. The good news is, my friend, the shepherd's calling us. The shepherd is calling us to follow Him, to follow Him into eternity, where He will feed us, where He will water us, where we will have nothing ever to fear again, no scorching heat of the day, no more bills to pay, only the worship of Almighty God. And in that eternal day, my friend, we won't want to do anything else. We won't care about games. We won't care about harmonicas. We'll be joining the angel choir. and singing praises to Almighty God. Close your eyes with me for a moment. Close your eyes. In eternity, in glory, there will be no banging outside those windows. There'll be no heat, no cold, no fear, no pain, no hurting, no loss, no tears. There will simply be the overwhelming joy of knowing the eternal, all-encompassing presence of God the Father through the power and the love of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ our Lord. There will be only the joy of knowing that we are with Him for eternity. My friends, do you hear His voice today calling you? Do you hear His voice today calling you to this table? Do you hear His voice calling you to receive His grace and follow Him? He's calling you, my friends. And if you're wandering away, if you are wandering into the wilderness, my friends, today is the day to wander back, to come and turn and return to the voice of your shepherd and enter eternity. If you haven't, you can open your eyes. Now guess what? That eternal truth that will be in His presence forever is true for us today. We are called to make every moment of our lives prayerful worship of Him. And we are invited to come to the table of the Lord as a foretaste of the feeding and the strength and the grace and the peace and the real presence of Jesus that He will have and offer to us and in which we will live for eternity in glory. It's not just over there. It's not just hereafter, my friends. It's here now. Eternity is not just the future. It is today as well. My sisters and brothers, hear the voice of the shepherd calling you. Turn and return to Him. And give praise and thanksgiving to Lord God on high that we are blessed to enter into worship day and night. Not just for an hour or two, but for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And let the people of God say, Amen.